It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content and degradation.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this one comes from Angel Munoz, and it says, "You girls are so freaking hilarious. I found this podcast a couple weeks ago, and I'm obsessed with binge listening. I'm always dying laughing at the commentary. The hee-hee laugh makes me bust out laughing every time. Keep up the great work."
Thank you.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about Such a Good Girl by Effie Campbell. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
I gave it a 3-star. It was probably one of the most entertaining books that we've ever done. I'm not into what was going on, though. So obviously, I'm not going to rate it very high because those are not my choice of play. But it was funny. It was good.
Oh, it was an immediate 4-star for me. Every page I said, next page. Like, I was sunk in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I also rated purely based on entertainment, and I gave it a 3.5 because it's not something that I'm into literally at all. But oh my God, this book was fucking entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ashley is daydreaming about her husband wanting her again. Jerry's a complete loser and pays her no attention. She's also stuck with her mother-in-law, who just so happens to barge in and bring Jerry dinner, even though Ashley already made him something.
Oh, why are we catering to this deadbeat man?
I'm pretty sure him and his mom got some freaky shit going on by themselves.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he was fucking his mom. But his mom's like, oh, he doesn't like the dinner you're making, so I made him his favorite casserole.
I'm a boy mom.
She says, yeah. Mommy knows best.
Ugh.
His mom makes a comment about the pasta Ashley has made, saying something rude about her figure and her not giving them grandbabies yet.
The way I'd pull out a gun.
Ashley's had enough. She tells his moms that they might actually have children if her perfect son fucked her instead of his fist every night, and then leaves the room.
Oh, yeah.
Later that night, as she's scrolling, she comes across a site for sellers, and it's described almost like an Etsy. And she stumbles upon a homemade leather collar. She gets a weird tingling sensation all over and sees the matching cuffs and all the other accessories. She wonders what it would feel like to wear that stuff, but knows that she'll never find out. We're now in Bobby's POV. He's our main male character. Also, Bobby. Hate the name Bobby.
Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
He's at his workbench when a new order comes in. And Riley, I'm going to have you describe the leather working that he does.
I set to working on a harness for a bespoke order, crafting a caged corset for a loved pet's body, culminating in a locking crotch piece which would secure toys inside of the woman's cunt and ass. Wait, but it's a cage for a loved pet's body.
Yeah, it's like a chastity belt, but like backwards.
Oh, see, I'm so vanilla.
Instead of locking stuff out, you're locking stuff in.
Oh, fun. I'd had them send meticulous measurements to get the piece right, making sure the ass piece worked to let the anal plug pet tail through the split in the leather to secure it into place. Yes, his pet could wag like a good girl, displayed exquisitely beneath her master's hand. Oh, okay, I see.
He's jealous because all he wants is a pet of his own. A few days later, and Ashley's phone shows her an ad of the stuff that she looked at on that site. She again clicks the leather collar and sees that the seller lives in her state, and now she's curious to see what kind of kinky person is making all of this. She goes to the site and sees a forearm and hand pictures of the man who crafts the work, and it's got her all hot and bothered. That's all she sees.
That's a fucking hot forearm.
Yeah, that's her.
She starts touching herself to these limited photos when Jerry comes in. He pauses and tells the guys that he's playing his game with, so he has like his headset on, and he goes, "My wife is just being pathetically horny per usual," and then walks out. This man will not touch her.
Yeah, what the fuck? And also, how can you daydream about him? I feel like at that point, I would be like icked out.
She's just starved for attention from this man.
Ugh. She's masturbating to a forearm, so I mean.
Yeah. The bar is on the floor. Yeah. True.
She fights the tears, but she finishes herself looking at this mystery man's forearm. And then she says, "You know what? Click," and buys the leather cuff and collar.
Naughty girl.
Bobby's favorite set is the pink one, and he's jealous over who gets to wear it and use it. He's secretly hoping that they leave a review with a photo of them in it so he can touch himself to that. He's now horny, and he's got to take care of it.
My breath caught as I fucked my hand, the jealousy only fueling my desire. Whoever the owner was, she'd wear a bit of me around her neck. Closing my eyes, I pictured a delicate set of fingers fastening the pink collar around her neck, tightening the clasp, not knowing that my cum had soaked into the leather.
He then comes all over the new set, takes a photo of it, and then buffs his cum into the leather with clear polish.
Sir!
Once he's done and it's dry, he wraps it up really nice and pretty, and then he ships it.
That can't be legal.
No, probably not.
Well, like half of this book is just illegal activity, so.
Yeah.
It made me scared to support small businesses.
You never know. You never know.
You really don't. This is why you need to support Jeff Bezos.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That's worse.
2 days later, once Jerry goes to work, Ashley rips open the package and tries on her new purchases. Once she's got it all on, she needs to take care of her aching pussy. She masturbates to completion, grabs a hand towel, and then snaps a picture of her covering her nipples and vagina and cropping it right under her chin. She saves it for later and cleans the whole house in nothing but her leather collar.
Where's the mother-in-law?
Probably fucking her son.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
When she hears Jerry pull up into the driveway, she doesn't go and change. She kneels on the floor, and as he walks through the door, he's unimpressed and demands to know where his lunch is.
Oh my God.
He's like, "Why are you doing this? Like, where's my fucking sandwich?"
Yeah.
Bury this man. Bury him.
She rushes to her room, pulls everything off, and cries. She then gets angry and knows someone out there will appreciate her. So she posts a review saying thank you to the leather worker along with her photo.
Slay girl.
Just like he wanted.
Yeah.
Bobby's at the bar finishing his second beer when his phone chimes. He has 3 new orders and 1 new review.
The pink collar set with the gold details, the one I'd sent with a bit of myself rubbed into it. Curls in the deepest shade of red, like tangles of fire, swept over the pale shoulders. Freckles dotted the tiny swath of cheek I could see before leading to plump pink lips. Lips I wanted to bite. The collar sat snugly around her throat, digging into the flesh there. Perhaps a sign she liked it a touch rough. My pants tightened at the thought. I swept my finger up the screen, revealing her hand tightly holding a dish towel to her chest. The pink flush above the towel didn't escape me. A jealous wave smacked into me. She looked freshly fucked, and I wanted to reach through the screen and haul her over my lap. Spank her for being a slut for someone else. Little do you know, sir, she wasn't fucked.
He then reads the review and knows that he would absolutely cherish her if her husband won't. He'd also fill her with cum if her husband won't. He sees the name, and it's only 50 miles away, and he has an idea. It's been a couple days and nothing has changed for Ashley. One day after Jerry leaves the front door open, it closes, but he's not there. She's like, okay. So she goes up to it and finds one piece of paper on the floor addressed to Pet.
I'm sorry, but that's like so scary.
Well, she thinks it's Jerry. She's like, oh my God, Jerry. Crazy.
I would be like, Jerry would never do this. He's doing this.
Oh no, she's like, oh my God, he must have changed his mind.
She's not the smartest.
No. I see you. A perfect pet who needs to be looked after. Such a lovely collar, and you need someone to take the leash. Wear it for me this afternoon, pet, and I will show you how to be adored. Be on your knees in the kitchen at 3 o'clock, wearing nothing but the leather collar and cuffs. Okay, so she thinks it's Jerry. In walks, hey, it's Bobby. Scary.
Yeah, but she's like, oh, I recognize those forearms.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
She opens the door to see Jerry's car pulling out of the driveway, and he winks at her. She's like, oh my gosh, finally gonna get the attention I want. Bobby watches as the husband forgets to close the door, and as he's getting in his car, he sees his new pet on the couch. Quickly hurrying to put the paper down, he shuts the door. So he full on was like, in the bushes, like,
yeah. All right, Bobby. All right.
He watches her open the door, sees her husband, and hope fill her eyes, knowing he will be the one to fuck her later, not her husband. He's hard thinking about it and decides to get his pet a present. At 3 o'clock, she's in place just like the instructions say when she hears the door open. She calls Jerry's name and then hears a mysterious voice say, not today, pet. The man is not Jerry, and she can't see who it is from the balaclava. She runs to the door and is pulled back by her hair, saying good girls listen to their owners.
Oh my god.
She begs not to be hurt, and he tells her that he would never hurt her. He heard her plea and wants her to know that he sees her. She tries to say she's married, but he says to a lazy piece of shit who doesn't deserve a perfect pet like you. He tells her that he knows she likes this and trails a finger down, finding her hella soaked.
How does he know her husband's a lazy piece of shit? Did she include that in the review?
Yeah.
Oh, and shit. He's been like stalking her actively.
Oh, fuck. Okay. He withdrew his fingers and I wanted to beg him to keep going. Instead, he shoved his fingers into my mouth, forcing my wetness to gather on my tongue. I bit his fingers at the sudden invasion, my salty sweet taste filling my mouth. Oh, I love a bitch that bites back. Don't pretend you don't want this pet. You begged for attention online, looking to be noticed. I'm here to give you what you need. A bitch that bites back? Who are you?
He's her owner.
Yeah.
He pinches her nipple really hard to get her to let go, and she falls forward onto her knees. He grabs the collar and says that he made it for her, and now he's gonna make her come while she wears it. He fingers her and tells her if she comes, he will let her suck his dick.
He pinned my hips, thrusting against my ass. Do you feel what you do to me? I've got a great big bone just for you. A great big bone. Okay.
As she comes, he lets her know how special her collar is. Then he pushes her to all fours and says that she can give one more orgasm, and then fingers her again until she's begging to fuck him. She comes and he tells her if she doesn't tell anyone about his little visit, then he'll come back because every good pet deserves a bone.
Oh, see, I was like, boner. I mean, yeah, but then yeah, pet bone. Got it.
Yeah, he's a punny guy.
Yeah, he is.
Ashley was everything Bobby dreamed of. As he's pacing back and forth, nervy that she's gonna get him caught, he knows just the thing to calm him down. He puts his fingers to his nose and inhales deeply.
Oh, her scent.
He's like, scent.
Only the faintest hint of her scent remained. I'd hoped to hold on to it longer. Next time, I'd rub her all over a pair of her panties and pocket them.
Holds the scent better.
Yeah, it does. In the fabric.
Yeah.
Days pass and Ashley still hasn't snitched. He decides he's gonna make her a gift for being such a good girl. The gift, you ask? A silicone mold of his dick with a tiny microphone embedded inside of it.
Okay.
Also, they get very descriptive of like when he's putting his dick inside the cold mold. They're like, ooh, ice cold hits my balls. It's like, that's really funny.
It would only be better if it squeaked. I could picture her knelt in front of me with a squeaky dick in her mouth, a butt plug tail wagging behind her. Oh, he like for real wants a dog.
Yeah, like a squeaky toy dick.
Yeah.
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 This man should actually never own a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he never gets a dog.
I was about to say he should just go to the Humane Society if he wants a dog, but never
mind. No. Blacklists this man from all humane societies.
Ashley's racked with guilt that she cheated on Jerry. And I
why?
Think she,
yeah. Well, I mean, never mind. You shouldn't cheat, but like, you're not even, like, married.
No, she is married.
No, I know, but, like, not.
Yeah. I think she might have, like, Stockholm Syndrome or something because she... I don't know why she loves him so much. Jerry tells her that he's going to his mommy's house this weekend and she's not invited. So she has the house all to herself.
Okay.
We'll have a slumber party. They're probably going to sleep in the same bed.
Yeah. Probably. Hey, I'm going to go fuck my mom.
You can't come.
Yeah. But I can.
In my mom.
As Ashley's home alone doing her housemaid duties, someone starts knocking at her door. It's a man with a package that she needs to sign for. It has the same packaging as what her caller came in, and she knows this package is from her anonymous pookie. She tears the package open and sees a note.
Ashley, I'm pleased to see you've not gone and told anyone about my visit. Such a good girl. Good girls get rewards. You're an untrained pet, and I need to see that you are willing. Willingness is the number one greatest asset. Show me you can follow directions, and I'll come visit you again. If you ignore this message, then I'll assume our meeting will remain a one-off. My dick is in this box. An exact replica. Swallow it for me. All the way. Then fill your pretty cunt and cream all over me. Send me photos. You know where to reach me. I'll be waiting. B. Swallow the entire thing.
Yeah. And apparently it's like a monster fucking dick.
Yeah. Oh, of course he has a monster dong.
And she opens up the inner package and it reveals the gift of dick. But like Shelby said, it's not a regular dick. It's a huge dick.
The gift of dick.
Ashley decided that she wanted to be a good girl for him and follow his instructions. Plus, she was way too horny to just stop herself. Like, even if she was like, nah, I don't feel like doing it. She's so horned up that she's like vibrating at this point.
Oh.
She starts giving the dildo a nice good old blowy.
My breath quivered as I pressed my tongue against the underside of the cock, following its solid veined ridges to the flared tip. A moan slipped from my mouth as I closed my eyes and pictured him there. I wish I knew what his face looked like. Would he smile at me as he pressed his cock into my throat? Would sweet, affirming words convince me to take it all? I tried. All right, girl.
As she's enforcing the practice Gluck Gluck 3000, her phone is set up to snap pictures every 10 seconds for him.
Oh, nice.
And her mission today is to swallow this dick whole. And with the will of God behind her, she does.
Thank you, God.
Thanks for helping me suck a large dick.
Bobby's cooking breakfast as he gets a notification that his dick's microphone has been activated.
So he just hears...
Yeah. Just wait till she starts fucking it.
Yeah. Oh.
You just hear like...
Macaroni in a pot. That's a what? Yeah. He turns the volume all the way up and he's just listening to her gagging on this dick.
That's it, Ashley. Take it all. I groaned, sliding my hand into my underpants and fisting my quickly hardening dick. She sounded like she was struggling, but I'd train her on the real thing until she could swallow every inch and still wag her behind for more.
Woof woof.
She's a dog.
She has expressed zero interest in this dog thing.
I know.
She bought a collar. She must want to be a dog.
Yeah. He's just going hard for the dog thing.
Yeah.
Her gagging ends and he hears the soft ouch and then moaning. Ashley's now fucking herself on the Bobby-sized dildo. Bobby comes in his pants as his smoke alarm goes off, alerting him that his bacon is completely toast.
If my pet was there, I'd have crushed up the charred meat along with my cum and made her eat it from the floor while I filled her right back up with my dick. Why would you do that?
It's not her fault that you burnt the bacon.
You burned it, bitch. Ew, that sounds so fucking gross. Fucking cum with burnt bacon? Are you kidding me?
The texture? Absolutely not.
I'd be like, I can't do that.
Some people put like syrup on their bacon.
That's not the same. What? What?
It's like kind of the same.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No.
As he's in his afterglow, he gets a message with attachments and it's from Ashley and she sent him all the pictures. Ashley wakes up in bed with Jerry and he's snoring, but there's a loud thunderstorm going on. As lightning flashes in the room, she swears she sees a figure standing in the corner. Not being able to go back to bed because of her conscience, Jerry's snoring, and an empty stomach, she heads downstairs to go get some water and something to eat. After eating on the couch, strong arms wrap around her and clap a hand over her mouth. Then she hears, "There you are, pet."
Are you fucking kidding me?
He tells her that she's been such a good pet for him, and it's time to experience him for real. She's like, "Here?" And he tells her, "No, no. I plan on taking you home. But have no worries. An owner always looks after his pet." And then she feels a pinch on the back of her arm, and she passes out drugged.
What the fuck? Bobby, you're really crossing lines here.
All she did was order from your Etsy shop.
Yeah, this is, like, uncalled for.
So Ashley's been kidnapped and taken back to his house, and she's still unconscious as he strips her naked. Homeboy's made her a special harness for his new pet, and she's going to be wearing this instead of her clothes from now on.
The series of leather bands fit snugly around her waist, raising both vertically and horizontally to create an almost corset bone design. The lower edge fitted around two bands, on around each thigh, while the upper portion stopped in a collar that cinched around her throat. Each buckle had a minuscule padlock, tightly locking her into the outfit. What if she didn't want this?
She also has cuffs on her wrists and ankles that are also locked on too. So she's just like locked in.
Jesus.
Now that she's in her new outfit, he carries her to the bed that he just bought for her. Her padded new dog bed that's inside her brand new kennel.
Oh my God.
He's got to kennel train her or else she's going to bark all day while he's at work.
Honestly, or pee-pee on the floor.
Yeah.
She wakes up and she's like, let me go. Jerry will look for me. He's like, yeah, whatever. He'll probably call the police just to save his own ass. But he doesn't really care about you, Ashley.
Okay, thank you.
He says, I have an idea. What about me and you? What if we get our freak on for one whole week and then I'll just drop you back off at home?
How would that end well for anybody at all?
Yeah, at the end of the week, you're going to be like, oh, my dog.
She asks him what she has to do, and he tells her it's quite simple.
Obedience. You do what I say, when I say, or I will punish you. I'll feed you and care for you and dress you in the prettiest, sluttiest outfits. I couldn't hide the growl in my voice. And then I'll fuck you. I'll make you crawl to me and bark like a dog while I fill you with enough cum that you'll leak like an overstuffed eclair. An overstuffed eclair?
What's really funny is Ashley was kind of like on the fence until he said this. And then she's like, you know what? That sounds like a great time. I'm in.
She's like, I'm down.
Yeah.
He kidnapped the right girl.
Yeah.
He did. Because I'll tell you right now, if I was into this freaky shit and I bought this collar though, and he just came to my house, I'd be like, police, 911.
Not her.
Mm-mm.
He promises her that after 7 days, he will return her home. But his goal is to train his pet so well that she doesn't want to leave. Ashley's having a revelation of sort. She's like, damn, can't believe I've been kidnapped and I'm being held captive, naked, and I'm locked up. Like, how wild is this?
She's like, kind of like that.
Part of her, the logical part, is like, bitch, ask him to take you home. But then the other kinky, horny part of her is like, oh no, I'm kidnapped, being held against my will for 7 days, against my will. Oh no. I must stay here for 1 week because that's how long I'm being held captive for, against my will.
Dang it, I will not try to escape.
I can't because it's against my will.
Yeah, I don't want this.
She finally finds out her anonymous Pookie's name is Bobby, and she's being held in his workshop that's attached to his cabin. And then he just like gets up and leaves her there all alone, locked in her kennel. He comes back a little bit later, and it's dinner time, and he tells her to get on her knees and kneel next to him as he holds a dog bowl in his hand.
I moved closer to him, my knees digging into the hard, cold metal beneath them. Sitting back on my calves, I held out my hand, expecting him to pass the bowl through the bars. Hands behind your back, you'll eat from my fingers, or using your mouth only from the bowl, like a dog. Duh.
We get it, Bobby.
He wants a dog.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
She's so hungry, so she gladly eats the barbecue chicken from his fingers. And guess what? Being hand-fed makes her hella soaked.
Oh, of course it does.
She could see that he's rock hard, so she tries grabbing his boner.
My mouth almost hit the floor as he unleashed his cock. Dark veins stood out along the length, like a map leading me to perfection. The tip was engorged, thick and full, and it was for me. Oh my God.
She wanted to enforce the Gluck Gluck 3000 through the bars of her kennel, but her owner has a better idea.
Look at you, pet. Those big eyes begging to be fucked. Turn around for me. Press your pretty cunt to the bars. Let me see you. Oh my God. So does she do it like doggy style or does she like spread them?
She slabs her pussy right up against the bars.
She's like, look at it.
Imagine him like picking out the kennel at the pet store and he's trying to figure out if his dick will fit between the bars.
Yeah.
So she slaps her pussy right up against the bars and is practically begging to be fucked. But the next thing she knows, he's coming in her water bowl.
What? And let me guess, she must drink it.
Well, he tells her that if she shows him how badly she wants his cum, he'll make sure that he fucks her first thing tomorrow morning.
My stomach turned at the cum floating on the surface, congealing in the cold water. A gag caught in my throat at the thought of lapping it up. Drink up, pup. Yeah, I'm gagging too. That is fucking disgusting.
Cum in water is the worst texture ever, and then having to drink it,
it's like a loogie.
But you are fine with the burnt bacon cum combo.
Yeah, you freak.
Okay, make a choice. Which one are you taking?
Bacon.
The water, because I can just fast. Ew, fast.
At least with the bacon, you get some flavor.
Uh-huh. It's burnt, it's charred, it's nasty.
It's going to be like powdered ash.
Yeah, and you have to like chew it. Kind of.
When this episode comes out, we gotta put a poll out.
Yeah, tell us right now. Would you rather have
cummy water or cummy
charred bacon?
Burnt bacon specifically, yeah.
Yeah, disgusting. I'm drinking the water.
I'm going bacon.
It's gonna be a paste though.
Ew!
Pop it like a granola bar.
And then you can drink your clean water after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you going to wash your cummy water down with? More cummy water?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I'm still drinking the water.
It's the next day and Ashley has to pee really bad because she hasn't gone potty once since being held captive. Only she told him she had to pee. She never asked. So Bobby hasn't made a move to take her to the bathroom. And guess what? She accidentally had an accident in her kennel.
Naughty.
How do you act? Well, I guess if you have to pee enough. That's not an accident, though.
She's been in there for like a full day.
Like 24 hours.
And she drank a whole bowl of cummy water.
He tells her that bad pets need to get taught a lesson. He's not going to hurt her. He's going to fuck her. He clips her arm cuffs back because you know how they're like locked in. He cuffs her arms back to her harness. So her arms are like essentially like tied behind her back.
In a swift movement, I turned her and pressed her sweet face into the yellow puddle she'd left on the floor. She let out a shriek of protest, but with her arms secured behind her back, there was nothing she could do. "You've been a bad girl," I moaned, setting my dick free and kneeling behind her. Tension gathered in my balls as I ran the head of my cock along the length of her, gathering her wetness. "So I'm going to fuck you in your own mess."
No!
She's gotta rub her nose in it so she knows not to do it again.
God, that never works.
He sinks himself into her as she's laying face down in her own puddle of piss, and he's having the best sex of his life.
I bet.
Even though Ashley's covered head to toe in her own urine, she feels like his cum is gluing together the inside parts of her that are broken.
What a description.
He takes her in the cabin and rinses her off, and then they both sink down into a wonderful bubble bath, and he holds her with such adoration that it makes her cry. He opens up that he saw the same loneliness in her that he did in his household growing up, and she doesn't deserve to be in a loveless marriage, and she deserves to be cherished and adored. And she's pondering what he just said, and she's like, yeah, I bet my piece of shit husband doesn't even care that I'm missing right now.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
He's probably sucking his mommy's boobies.
Breastfeeding.
It's later at his wood shop, and he makes Ashley get on the table on all fours because he has a present for her. A butt plug with a tail on it. She sees how big the butt plug is, and she's like, there's no fucking way that's fitting in my ass.
It's too big, she whimpered. It needs to be. You're my slut. All your holes need to accommodate me. And anyone else who I want you to please. You want to be pleasing, don't you? Wait, what do you mean anyone else? What do you mean?
Well, he has friends.
Get him out of here.
You want his friends to not be able to fuck her?
Yeah.
But he's got to drop her off at doggy daycare at some point.
That's true.
With her tail on, he makes her crawl like a dog to him, then crawl into her cage where she belongs. Finally, Bobby was done for the day and is now ready to give his attention to Ashley. He lets her join him on the couch as she's so horny, she just can't sit still, so he told her she might as well put her mouth to use. She quickly gives him a blowy, and he came so much it even came out of her nose.
Oh!
He pulls her onto his lap, and she's straddling him on the couch as the TV is on, and he's flicking her bean. She's about to come when he's like, hey look, your husband's on the TV begging for you to come home.
I'm gonna fill your cunt while you watch him cry.
She has an orgasm as Bobby's fucking her while she's watching her husband on live TV.
Your cunt is fucking heaven when you come, pet. Don't stop yet. You can give me one more. I'm going to send you back to him dripping with my cum and with a fucking litter in your womb.
Stop it.
As Bobby's still fucking her, he tells her that that man may be her husband, but he owns her. This cunt is his. She has another orgasm and she knows one thing is for sure. She does not want to go back home to Jerry.
Well, yeah. I mean, actually.
How could she possibly go home to life with Jerry after this?
Literally, after being a dog, she just has to go back to not having sex? I don't think she could.
A couple days later, Bobby's out chopping wood, thinking about how much he's going to miss Ashley when her week is up. He goes inside and finds her doing dishes, and she says she's just trying to make herself useful, and he's like, no, I can take care of myself. He tells her her job is to be desirable, and he loves her as she is, naked and willing to be used freely, and that her husband is a moron for not appreciating her. She says she posted herself on his site just to make sure she wasn't invisible. He tells her she has so much value, and she says she has to go back. She asks why he's single, and he says he's been waiting for her, because not every woman will bark like a dog for him. And she says she hasn't done that, and he says, yeah, but you will. It's the last night at the cabin, and Ashley decides if Jerry isn't completely different when she gets home, she's done. She's fucking Bobby, and he's begging her to stay here with him, but she says she can't, and he tells her he wants to taste her slutty little cunt. He starts going down on her, and she's about to come, but he tells her she can only come if she barks for him. She doesn't want to, but she really wants to come, so she does a little yip, and he starts back up again, but every time she stops barking, he stops munching.
Bark, girl.
Yeah. So she has to keep on barking until she comes. Then he flips her over and asks if her husband has ever fucked her booty. She says no, and he's like, okay, good, because I'm gonna take it.
I'm going to send you home in the morning with an ass full of cum, so that when Jerry hugs you, you'll still be thinking of everything you've let me do to you, of everything you've begged me to do to you. You're going to take a bit of me home with you. I mean, yeah, she is.
He lubes up her pucker and tells her to beg for it. So she does, and he slides right on in. They come together, and when it's over, she tells him how much she's gonna miss him. And he's like, you don't have to. I'll be here when you're ready. The next day, he drops her back off and watches her as she walks inside and closes the door.
My Shayla!
My doggy! He only leaves when he sees police cars show up to the house. When Ashley walks inside, her house is absolutely spotless and it smells like cleaner. Her mother-in-law is cooking in the kitchen and there are already new throw pillows on the couch that her mother-in-law obviously decided to decorate with. So she's been gone a week. Her mother-in-law basically moved in, deep cleaned the entire house and started putting up her own decor.
Bitch, get out.
She finds Jerry gaming away, so she walks up and unplugs it right from the wall. And I was like, yeah, do that.
Get him.
Jerry is shocked and pulls her in for a hug and says he's been so worried. She says she just got overwhelmed with life and rented a cottage for a week. And he's like, overwhelmed with what? You don't have anything to do. But it's fine. You're here now. And Ashley knows her marriage is over. She gets questioned by the police for a while, and then it's time for bed. But she can't sleep next to her shitty husband, so she gets up and goes to the kitchen where Beverly, her mother-in-law, is cooking bacon. She tells Beverly she can probably leave now, and Beverly's like, no, I'll stick around. We don't need you here. And while you were out whoring yourself around, I was the one here with Jerry. Ashley has had it and is like, yeah, you probably wiped his ass too. And Beverly gets pissed, calling her an ungrateful little whore, and says she told her son not to marry her in the first place.
Oh my god, why don't you marry your son?
Beverly knows that Ashley wants to leave Jerry, but says she won't allow it until she gives her at least one grandchild. And Ashley's like, yeah, well that's kind of hard when your son likes video games more than fucking his wife. And Beverly tells her a good wife figures it out. So she's basically like, it's your fault. Your husband doesn't fuck you. Try harder.
She's like, once he jacks off, get his cum, put it in you.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
She tells Ashley that if Jerry doesn't want to sleep with her, she's probably doing something wrong.
Ew.
She knows what he likes.
Yeah, she does.
She's like, have you tried playing with his asshole? He loves that. Beverly tells Ashley that literally everything is in her name, so if she divorces Jerry, she'll be left with literally nothing. But if she stays, pumps out a baby, she'll pay her enough to leave and start over fresh. Ashley says she's not just gonna have a baby and hand it over to Beverly, and she storms out. So her mom's literally like, incubate a baby for me, hand it over, then leave.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I can raise him with my son.
She's a freak.
Meanwhile, Bobby has been stalking the shit out of Ashley's house. He is jonesing for her. He sees Beverly give Jerry a long-ass hug before she leaves the next day, and then he decides he needs to break in to talk to his pet. He waits for a while, and then when night falls, he makes his move. He finds Jerry and Ashley asleep in their bed. He whips out a cute little syringe and pumps some drugs into Jerry to keep him knocked out, and he kisses Ashley awake. He tells her he couldn't stay away, and Jerry's out for the night, so he won't wake up. Ashley tells him that she's leaving Jerry, and then she wants to find herself before she lets herself fall for another man. But he starts finger blasting her next to her sleeping husband and tells her that Jerry doesn't deserve her. He says one last night and then he'll leave the ball in her court. He climbs on top of her and she tells him to fuck her. So he slides on in and he tells her to be loud. Jerry won't wake up, but he wants him to have dreams about his wife screaming another man's name.
Her moans escaped into the night, echoing around her bedroom as I fucked her until she came, one leg draped over her husband's snoring chest, our bodies jutting against him. I swallowed her kisses as she shuddered beneath me, needing to take every last second of connection she'd give me.
Her legs just over Jerry.
Wild.
When they're done, Ashley wants to be held, so they snuggle. And then Bobby pulls out his phone and snaps a picture of them naked and freshly fucked with a sleeping Jerry right next to them. So just like a cute little selfie.
Cute. Family.
The next day, she leaves Jerry and moves in with her sister. 6 months later, she's single and living in her own apartment. She's a barista and has a side hustle painting smutty images of women dressed up as pets with their owners.
Oh.
She posts and sells them on the same site Bobby sells his stuff. Every night, she jerks off thinking about him. She's checking her sales one night when she decides to check out Bobby's store and sees that he changed his profile picture to the collar he made for her with his cum. She spontaneously decides to make a purchase and orders one of the custom leather paddles to be embroidered with one word, pet. Bobby gets the order and decides to personally deliver it. He leaves it at her apartment and then sneaks inside and finds a little hiding spot where he jumps out at her when she opens her package.
Ah!
Hey! She runs to him instantly and plants a smooch on him, telling him how much she's missed him. She wants to be with him, but she won't move into his cabin. And he says, little love, I will come to you. And she says, as long as I can come for you.
Oh, cute. You're a devil, I laughed, scooping her hips and rolling her beneath me. Then take us to hell, sir. The sir unleashed the beast, and I could hold back no longer. I arched against her, my rigid cock pressing against her. The clothes between us were no match for our desperation, and I fucked her through the material until she came in her panties. He fucked her through it?
Yep.
Like a good girl, she stripped and knelt before me, naked, while I stuffed the wet underpants into her mouth. The leather paddle dug into my palm as I hefted it in one hand, moving round behind her. Hands on the floor, pet. It's time to brand your rear with your name until you remember exactly what you are. A pet.
He smacks her with it, and the word pet appears in red on her skin, and he knows he has months to make up for. They do the long distance thing for a while since Ashley's apartment is 3 states away, but it's just too hard. They visit each other and play the happy normal couple during the day and around their friends and family, but at night they are absolute freaks. He tells her he'll move to her since she doesn't want to be away from her sister because he loves her so much. He tells her he has a gift for her and he pulls out a small little box. She opens it and it's a small gold disc with words engraved on it.
Pet, property of Bobby. It flushed me with heightened pleasure. A dog tag for my collar. Turn it over, pet. I did. Heat filled my face at the rear inscription. Cunt in mouth only, with eyes like saucers. I glanced at him. I think it's time we let my friends see why I'm so head over heels for you, my love. Oh my god, don't tell your friends.
Oh, he's gonna tell them. A few days later, she's sitting in the passenger seat of Bobby's car wearing nothing but her collar and a gag in her mouth. He pulls up to their destination and promises her she'll be safe. He brings her inside a lounge-type building where his friends are waiting, and a Scottish man compliments Bobby on how beautiful his pet is and asks if she's obedient, so he decides to show off how well-behaved she is.
Show him, girl. Fuck my shoe, darling. Panic filled my stomach as I glanced at the group of men surrounding us, all seated casually and drinking whiskey. So many people watched me, seeing me not as a fully fledged, successful human, but as a sex toy, a pleasure slave. Bobby waited, his warm eyes focused on my face. He was waiting to see if I'd back out, if this level of degradation was too much for me. Stares burned into me, searing me with a heightened awareness. I shifted, sliding my thighs open and pressing myself to the polished leather of his shoe. Such a good girl, he crooned as I rocked my hips.
You're fucking a shoe? He doesn't let her come, though, and pulls her up onto his lap.
I begged him to let me finish, but he wanted me to know who watched us. Hiding my face in his lap while I humped at his leg wasn't enough. "Show them, pet," he said, turning me to face his friends. They watched me with idle fascination as I spread myself for them, my wet cunt on display. Damn, she's a filthy one. Do we get to share? Can she swallow that monster cock of yours? The conversation was hard to follow, but before I had time to process it, one man was walking over to us, unbuckling his belt. He slid on a condom, stroking his shaft as he approached. Oh my god, scary. Get away.
I would start barking.
Yeah. Bobby tells her he wants to make up for all of her years with Jerry and she'll never be denied again. He wants her to be used like she deserves and asks if she'll take his friends, and she nods. The man starts to fuck her while she sits on Bobby and is also telling everyone in the room what a needy little slut she is, and Bobby plays with her clit until she comes.
The man came when my pussy tightened around him, whispering dirty nothings to me as my metal tag jingled with each thrust. "Thank you," I whimpered as he slid out of me, leaving me gaping for the world to see. Bobby shifted beneath me, unleashing his dick and covering it in lube from a bottle he had in his pocket. He'd come prepared. Grasping me around the waist, he pressed against my ass. In front of everyone?
Yep.
Bobby starts to fuck her ass while another man comes up and puts his dick in her mouth. The man takes out his slobbery dick and then slides it into her, and he leans down to lick her tears as he twists her nipples.
"I'm so proud of you," Bobby grunted in my ear, "pleasing my friends for me. What a perfect little cock whore you are." Their cocks rubbed inside me, only separated by a swath of delicate flesh. I lost myself to their touches, Bobby's soft praise mingling with the other man's rough treatment. "Look at this dirty little cunt swallowing me up," the man growled, before forcing two fingers inside me alongside his cock, curling them up to my G-spot. I lost any semblance of control. The stretch was painfully delightful, causing my body to quake. With the fullness of the cocks and the dirtiness of their words, I came hard, squirting all over the man's dick, my face reddening at the mess. Pleasure overtook my body and I didn't have time to recover before another man took his place.
No, not another one.
Another one.
Another one.
She has everything she's ever wanted and she loves Bobby so much. The end.
What the fuck? Girl.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
Oh, it was definitely entertaining. I agree with like 3.5. Three and a half. That's a good one.
Okay. And do you think Bobby's sexy?
No. He scares me a little bit.
Would you trade places with Ashley?
No.
Well, next week we're telling Riley all about The Female by Envy Wright, and we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
It says it's a fantasy romance, and there's a heart on the cover. I think there's going to be a girl, and she's going to be a fairy of sorts, and she's going to meet this fey man. But he's going to be, you know what, I'm going to say he's good this time. I feel like I always say the bad. They're bad. She's going to meet a good one. Maybe she's going to meet two. A good one and a bad one. And they're going to have to fight some evil presence, okay? And she's going to fuck both of them.
Yeah.
But she's going to fall for the bad one. I am going to say that. Yeah, I'm going to go for that. She's going to fall for the bad one. But it's going to turn out that the bad one is actually doing good. And the good one, he's bad. And then they kill him.
Oh my God.
How'd I do?
No.
No.
Guess I'll find out next week.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.